When Bob Hope was alive, he used to be the host for the Oscars. And one time he said, in our house, the Oscars are called Passover because he was never nominated. And it was funny at the time and everyone laughed, but it's important when we read the Bible that we can read it allegorically. We have it as an instrument to think about our lives. It has symbolic meaning. This week, already, those parishes that celebrate on the new or the Gregorian calendar, I call it new with question mark because it's from 1582, but it's still called new. So they were getting ready to celebrate Easter, Pascha, next Sunday. And many people are preparing their baskets, but often they forget the most meaningful thing in that basket is the Pascha. And of course, we forget it's a Jewish word, which means Passover. When the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelite slaves so that they could be freed from Egyptian bondage. And when we look at this allegorically, the Pascha, the Paschal Lamb that is sacrificed so that others may live, is Jesus himself. I remember my own mother and many of the people who would bake the Pascha wanted their Pascha to be the best, to look the nicest. But I don't know if they took advantage of the scriptural references that what they were baking is the Paschal Lamb who is Jesus, who called himself the bread of life, who was not only our sustenance, but he also was the one who sacrificed himself for others. He is the only Savior, the only light of the world, the only one who called himself the way and the truth and the light. And so when we look at that bread on Easter a few weeks from now for us, think of it, that this is the Lord of the universe, symbolically, allegorically represented in the bread, who gives himself for us. A lot of people have an image of God, that God created the universe and let it go. The Bible is the exact opposite. He cares for it like a mother cares for her newborn child. He cares for it like a father who can never forget his child. He cares for it every day and works with us for our salvation. That's why the Paschal bread reminds us it is he who gave himself up for us, but it is only we who can make the choice to follow him, to be better, to be also a Paschal sacrifice that in some small way we can give our lives for one another. Lent is not simply about me saving myself, but it's about me thinking how I have a role to play in this human family and how I am responsible by word and deed, by action, to do something meaningful in this life, to change people's lives for the better. Lent is never just about me, just as the Pascha, when we bake it, reminds us, the Paschal Lamb shed his blood for us. Slava Iisusu Christu.